1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. Good morning, Joel. Thank you for being with us, and bring us up to date on your thoughts on unfolding events in our country and throughout the world. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am, Stan. Well, let's begin by talking about the shocking betrayal of Justice John Roberts about the Obamacare decision. Constitutional conservatives were devastated by Thursday's ruling by the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare in all its aspects, the most draconian and expansive power grab since the Great Society legislation of the 60s. Most analysts predicted Justice Kennedy would be the most likely swing vote on the court, but instead it turned out to be Chief Justice John Roberts that betrayed the conservative view of the Constitution. Roberts was clearly setting out to find a way to make this huge federal power grab constitutional, even though he admitted that the individual mandate could not pass constitutional muster. Roberts correctly wrote, "The individual mandate cannot be upheld as an exercise of Congress's power under the Commerce Clause. That clause authorizes Congress to regulate interstate commerce, not to order individuals to engage in it." Yet he found another novel way to view the mandate so as to evade declaring it unconstitutional. Even though the act clearly called the new tax proposed on a non-participant as a penalty, Roberts chose to disregard the wordage and held that the law was a valid exercise of Congress's power to tax. Roberts reframed the debate over health care as a debate over increasing taxes. Congress, he said, is increasing taxes on those who choose to go uninsured. But this is a direct violation of Article 1, Section 9, on no direct tax should be laid upon individuals. Roberts said the Affordable Care Act is constitutional in part and unconstitutional in part, but instead of finding the unconstitutional part flawing the entire law, he simply redefined the mandate as a tax so he could rule it legal. It was the worst kind of legal sophistry. He said, and his you know, I just am shocked, Stan, at the unprofessional nature of this legal briefing. He makes statements like this: "It is reasonable to construe what Congress has done as increasing taxes on those who have a certain amount of income but who choose to go without health insurance. Such legislation is within Congress's power to tax. It isn't at all based upon Article 1, Section 9. Income has nothing to do with it. And it certainly isn't reasonable or proper to increase taxes on those who choose to exercise their liberty to not buy an insurance product." The law, Roberts wrote, makes going without insurance just another thing the government taxes, like buying gasoline or income or earning income. And if the mandate is in effect just a tax hike,
gasoline. That's the thing. They're taxing for something you didn't buy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This isn't just like buying something. For the first time in history, Roberts is justifying the taxing of something not purchased. There is no precedent for this in law or history. As further proof that Roberts is a deeply compromised justice shilling for government, he said, quote, the question is not whether this is the most natural interpretation of the mandate, but only whether it is a fairly possible one. Yes, that it was really stretching the law, but then he flat out admitted that he felt it was his duty to try to salvage anything Congress does. He said the Supreme Court precedent is that every reasonable construction of a law passed by Congress must be resorted to in order to save a statute from unconstitutionality. Well, since when? It has always been viewed by the court as the duty to aggressively guard against any law that even hints of unconstitutionality. But Roberts' sophistry seemed to know no end. He had the audacity to claim that there's no real compulsion here, since those who do not pay the penalty for having insurance can't be sent to jail. What kind of planet does he live on, Stan? Not paying your taxes and telling the IRS you're not going to pay this medical penalty tax and see where this ends up. This is a new form of taking that has no limits and certainly constitutes force.
Well, what this does, it allows Congress to do anything they want to. It is the greatest power grab of all time. And basically, rather than the Supreme Court protecting the Constitution, it is destroying the constitutional guarantees of limited government. And now, whatever the government wants, they can do. And that is what our founding fathers feared. It was the power of government, recognizing that liberty and limited government were synonymous. And now, of course, there are no restrictions on the power of government because one man, Justice Roberts, who apparently is on epilepsy medication, which alters his thinking process, has said that this might possibly be the interpretation. So basically, this man should be removed from office, and I think that we should launch a campaign to do just that.
Well, I'm afraid it wouldn't do any good. They can actually turn to any one of these justices and turn them at will if they need to, because they, you know, they have to be controlled people or they're not allowed on the court. So it's a very difficult problem. We're just dealing with a major conspiracy of power, which controls things in the election. They control things on who gets even nominated to the Supreme Court. And when you get somebody who isn't controlled, that was that eminent jurist, kind of think, the very conservative one that was rejected by the Senate about 15 years ago. Do you remember, Stan? But in any case, he was, he was clearly not a controlled, even though he was an eminent jurist, conservative. Even the top Republicans wouldn't vote for him. But Roberts really must be proud of himself. Single-handedly, he pulled a rabbit out of the hat that no lower court had even thought of, saying the mandate functions as a tax, and therefore isn't a mandate, a position that no lower court accepted. Roberts developed this novel and scurrilous interpretation on his own. He's clearly no friend of liberty. In their dissent, Justices Scalia, Kennedy, Thomas, and Alito basically felt very betrayed by Roberts. He gave no hint that he was joining the other side. Congress has set out, they said, a remedy to the problem that the best health care is beyond the reach of many Americans who cannot afford it. It assuredly can do that by exercising the powers accorded it under the Constitution. Absolutely.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Hold the thoughts back in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the dissent now of Justices Scalia, Kennedy, Thomas, and Alito. They disagreed with the very first statement indicating that they would have allowed, you know, Congress to enter into this area of health care reform, saying that they have, they could exercise a lot of powers according to the Constitution. Well, there really isn't. Statement shows that none of these justices, even the remaining four conservatives, are strict constitutionalists, but simply think this particular version went to of health care reform went too far. He says there are difficult questions. The first of these is whether failure to engage in an economic activity, that is, the purchase of health insurance, is subject to regulation under the Commerce Clause. Failure to act does result in an effect on commerce, and hence might be said to come under this court's affecting commerce criterion. But none of its decisions, has this court extended the clause this far. That is correct. The latest stretch of the Commerce Clause is without precedent to go to things that are not done. Now, they touched on that, of course, in there was a, let me see if I can find that case, it was a case in the original constitutional history of the country. It was, I think, during FDR, Wickard versus Filburn, which held that the economic activity of growing wheat, even for one's own consumption, affected commerce sufficiently that it could be regulated, although always has been regarded as the nuclu ultra, is what he says, of expansive, no, that's the worst form of expansive commerce clause jurisprudence. To go beyond that and to say that the failure to grow wheat, which is not an economic activity or any economic activity at all, affects commerce, can be federally regulated, is to make mere breathing out and breathing in the basis of federal prescription and to extend federal power to virtually all human activity. So you see the point. The liberal Supreme Court during FDR ruled that a person growing wheat and not selling it still affected commerce, and therefore they could regulate and stop him basically from growing wheat. He was challenging the statutes on restricting wheat growth. But now they've extended that even further by saying the mere act of not doing something affects commerce, and therefore everything can be regulated. That's what Roberts is basically defined by allowing this tax to go forward on something that a person didn't buy. This is what I refer to in my legal writings as a, quote, unlimited extension of lawmaking power. And it's something that must never be allowed in law. People must be very careful not to assent to a law because they think people should do that for their own good. Even if that were true, like seatbelts or motorcycle helmet laws, When you give government the power to mandate what is good for people, it permits an unlimited entrance of government into every aspect of people's lives. The dissent continues. As for the constitutional power to tax and spend for the general welfare, the court has long since expanded that beyond what Madison thought it meant. Taxing and spending for those aspects of the general welfare that were within the federal government's enumerated powers. Thus, we now have sizable federal departments devoted to subjects not mentioned among the Congress's enumerated powers and only marginally related to commerce, such as the Department of Education, Department of Health and Welfare, Human Services, and Department of Housing and Urban Development. The principal practical obstacle that prevents Congress from using the tax and spend power to assume all the general welfare responsibilities traditionally exercised by the states is the sheer impossibility of managing a federal government large enough to administer such a system. And that's a bad argument, Stan, that the dissent is making. That the only reason why this is wrong that prevents Congress from using tax and spend to assume all the general welfare responsibilities is only that they can't do it as efficiently. The states just is not a principled legal position. He says, that obstacle can be overcome by granting funds to the states, allowing them to administer the program. This is fair and constitutional enough. Not at all. It's not constitutional. Even if the states agree to have their powers employed and their employees enlisted in the federal scheme, it's still an illegal taking of money from citizens for the federal government to force the payment of taxes when there is no constitutional federal purpose for those tax expenditures other than give them as grants to the states. But they say, of course, it is a blatant violation of the Constitution when states have no choice, and that's getting around to the fact that they did. The only thing the court did was restrict the states or the federal government from cutting off all Medicare payments if they didn't go along with the expansion of Medicaid mandated under Obamacare. Well, they made short work of the individual mandate, saying, of course, you know, not doing something is certainly not commerce and cannot be regulated. But let's ask the question here, where do we go from here? The individuals have totally lost their right to not buy insurance without monetary penalty. But states can still opt out of the increased and expansive Medicare provisions without being denied federal Medicaid, Medicare payments. So that's the only victory part of the state. However, gone is the right of the states to shield individual citizens from Obamacare by opting out. Now, that's what many states were planning to do, just saying, in our state, we're not going to do this, and thus the individual citizens would have been exempt as well. So that's gone with this one here. As for the nation, the only alternative now is to try and repeal Obamacare and repeal certain portions or repeal certain portions like the penalty tax. Now, that's doable for the House of Representatives, but probably not in the Senate. Much will depend on whether or not Romney gets elected and how many other Republicans get elected this November. Given his damaging compromise on the individual mandate in Massachusetts, it's far from certain he will even try to repeal the mandate or its associated tax. Actually, I think he will try, because he's made that a major campaign, that the first thing that he's going to do is on day one is try to repeal the law. In fact, he mentioned that he got huge contributions the day that Obamacare was upheld, because so many people feel energized to give money to Romney because he's promising to overturn it. I'm just skeptical that, in fact, he will, because the president can't do it. He's got to get Congress to go along. This is the time of choice for American people. We've got to, defeat Obamacare. And unfortunately, there's a lot of states are just throwing in the towel now and saying, well, the courts have spoken, so we're going to begin to implement that. And the more they implement before November, the worse it will be. The Republican Governors Conference is trying to encourage states not to do anything about implementation until after November to see if they could first repeal it. And I personally think that even if elected, Romney will fail to repeal Obamacare. It's another one of those causes so dear to the powers that be, they won't take no for an answer. And that's why they got Roberts to switch sides and write this deplorable court ruling. But one thing is for sure, Obamacare will turn into the largest future deficit driver in history. Nothing will be solved in the healthcare industry, and the benefit mentality of free healthcare will march forward inexorably, adding to the total government control scheme. It's ironic, of course, that Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah is quick to voice his opposition to the Supreme Court decision. But Utah Democrats responded with the irony that Hatch was the biggest supporter of John Roberts' ascension to the high court. As usual, Congressman Ron Paul said it best. I strongly disagree, he said, with today's decision, but I'm not surprised. The court has a dismal record when it comes to protecting liberty against unconstitutional exercises by Congress. Well, Roberts was also involved in the striking down of the Arizona immigration law last week. Protecting illegals against deportation is also a major agenda item of the dark side of government, which controls this nation. This week, the powers that be turned conservative justices into government shills on a very crucial issue, Arizona State Bill 1070, which basically causes illegal aliens to be arrested, and thousands of illegal aliens fled Arizona after that was passed. Now the United States Supreme Court has struck down most of the law's anti-illegal immigration provisions. Justices, however, did allow police to check the immigration status of those that arrest in roadblocks. Now, isn't that ironic? The one issue that everyone was expected to get overturned, claiming roadblock checks were profiling, was upheld, and all the solid states' rights provisions for protecting state borders when the feds failed to do the job was overturned. Now, there's a little silver lining here. I was glad that states do not have the power to do random checks. That opens the door to other mischief not related to illegals. Again, Justice Roberts was in the middle of the pack, acting on behalf of government on this decision, along with swing voter Justice Anthony Kennedy. They delivered this terrible opinion, joined with, by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, and Sonia Sotomayor, the liberal justices. And in essence, what happened, though, is that while the Supreme Court's allowed the states to do these roadside checks, check immigrated status, the Obama administration decreed that they will refuse to take into custody anyone arrested in those checks. Like Arizona, in other words, they're penalizing any state like Arizona who's serious about removing illegal aliens. So the one aspect the court left intact was co-opted by Obama's decree. Not a good day for liberty in the Supreme Court.
And what we are seeing is the progressive destruction of both states' rights and individual rights. And there should be a massive outcry from our people pointing out that this is in direct violation of the Constitution. These are acts of treason and subversion, and yet nobody has the courage to say it.
Yes, and I'm afraid that we're going to see a great many states, bending over backwards now to not enforce the law. And of course, it's the stated policy of the Obama administration to not deport anyone that is an illegal alien unless they're guilty of gross criminal acts. And even then, we found that certain history up in Montana, for example, where the ICE, Immigration Custom Enforcement, releasing people of criminal activity and saying that it, in fact, came from the highest levels of Washington to release these people. So it's really a sad day when the government refuses to enforce the law and the states are prohibited from enforcing the law when it's claimed that it's the federal prerogative.
Well, I think it's important our listeners understand why this is going on. It's very, very simple, because our leaders are globalists. They have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream. They want to actually open our borders to people from other countries. They want a multilingual, multicultural society, which is why when you, for instance, want to get hold of AT&T or one of the major corporations, the first thing the pre-recorded voice says is, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? And why is that? Because they want to destroy the integrity of this country. When did Spanish become an official language here? This is what the invisible government wants. They are globalists. They have no loyalty to America. Their goal is to destroy this country and to merge all of North America into one nation. And once you understand that, then all these decisions on immigration begin to make sense. Otherwise, nothing makes sense.
Well, in another story, the House did vote to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena. 17 Democrats bucked party lines and voted with Republicans, but fully 110 Democrats walked out of the body rather than vote. Most of them were protesting the fact that there was a vote at all. The only reason it was such a favorable vote, though, is that no consequences will come of it. It's a pretty hollow gesture. The reason is fairly simple. What Congress is asking the Justice Department to do is to prosecute itself, and nothing will happen. The powers that be have ironclad promises of immunity for the big players like Eric Holder. You'll never see jail time or even a sanction, and the government will never hand over the sensitive documents that prove that they knew about this a long time ago. In fact, Fast and Furious, which this is all about, was in fact about delivering more arms and automatic weapons to the Sinaloa cartel, 3,000 or so, and counting, so that they could blame this on...
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and how they can get your excellent books on survival in times like these.
Thank you, Stan. The World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. There is a modest subscription price to support my work, and people can get a free sample issue first if they're considering subscribing by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. My books are showcased on my website, joelskousen.com. That's J-O-E-L-S-K-O-U-S-E-N. My largest book is The Secure Home. It's a very large book, about as big as a telephone book, and has everything in it about high-security construction and new construction or remodeling, including self-sufficiency, all of the products that you need to be self-sufficient at home, including generators and water power and solar power. My largest seller is The Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third edition with all new color maps, charts, as well as a new section on international retreating. My third book is How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. It's an architectural plan book on how to create a safe room within an existing basement. And all three of these books can be obtained by Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927. That's by calling 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's talk about the rash of dire economic collapse predictions that are increasing. I field more questions from subscribers and preppers each week on the subject of economic collapse than any other topic, despite having covered in the World Affairs Brief numerous reasons why neither hyperinflation nor a complete and sudden collapse of the dollar can happen this year or even in the next couple of years. In fact, a total collapse could never happen all of a sudden just because of the sheer size of the dollar pool internationally. Yet there's an unending flow of predictions in this regard coming from both the uninformed and the informed financial newsletter writers of the conservative libertarian side. The latter should know better, of course, but simply haven't thought this out very well or are using the hype to generate sales, newsletters, financial products, or the need to redeem themselves from the long litany of failed collapse predictions that they've already posted. Pastor Lindsey Williams is continuing to push the banking holiday collapse scenario based upon his bogus insider sources. My late friend Bob Chapman also got fooled into believing in that bank collapse scenario, where it was talked about, you know, a Christian law enforcement person heard FEMA people telling a county meeting that there was going to be a collapse in the bank. Well, you know, you could tell right off the bat that had to be false. No one could expect FEMA to tell a big committee room, you know, that there's going to be a banking collapse and say to keep it a secret. It would have swept through the community like a wildfire, and of course it did not. That was in August of 2010, and that banking holiday never even came close to happening. But even after that failed, Bob continued to push the collapse scenario, and I think, you know, once you get in the habit of pushing imminency of something happening, you can't stop, otherwise people wonder, if something's changed. But there's absolutely no reason why the Fed would call a banking holiday, which would cut off everybody's access to money. The economy would collapse within weeks, and they would all get the blame. As long as they've got the means to keep creating money, there simply is no rationale for this type of a stunt. People who continue to make these claims simply don't understand either the power of the Fed or the plans of the powers that be. The list of those calling for imminent collapse is growing longer each week, including R.G. Allen, Robert Kiyosaki, Gonzalo Lila, Michael Maloney, Mike Dillard, who's been pushing the collapse of the euro for years now. It still won't stop despite the failure of his predictions. You know, I hear that probably more often, that the euro is going to break apart, fall apart, and I've made the point numerous times, this European Union is not run by financial people alone. This is run by globalists. This is a test case for regional global government. They're not about to let this fail. They'll do anything to keep any of these countries from leaving the euro, including what happened last week in manipulating the election so that Greece, you know, put into power people who would stay with the euro. Even Peter Schiff is predicting collapse by 2014. He's the capital or the CEO of Euro Pacific Capital. He's the only one who gave a clear call in 2007 that the mortgage collapse was imminent, and everyone said he was crazy. But he basically is making a point that this can't, this whole system of currency and the U.S. monetization in the world cannot last past 2014. And he says that, you know, global money investors are looking for a safe haven and won't stand for another repeated currency debasement through debt monetization by the U.S. or the European Central Bank. In fact, that's not true at all. Not only do they stand for it, they applaud it. When the latest bailout of Spain was heard, all the investors just saying, oh, this is wonderful. The big investors were looking for bailouts in Europe, even those not directly involved, because it means the chances are better at keeping the whole system propped up a few more years. If you have any principles anymore, I mean, who would applaud letting this thing collapse, even though it should, to be just and fair to the fact that it's been manipulated? I mean, it would basically destroy things if they allowed it to collapse, and that's why I don't think the powers that be are going to do that. They want to shift the blame from themselves to something else, and I think that something is war. I think they'll keep this thing afloat for another 10 years, going downhill slowly. Sure, there'll be ups and downs of crisis. In fact, I think there's a pretty good chance in the next year and a half, 2 years, that there's going to be a modest inflationary recovery. Now, that's not a true recovery. But I think inflation will continue to outpace deflation. And that's because when you stop deficit spending or you limit it and people stop buying everything with debt, as they cut back on spending, the economies tend over time to heal themselves and deflationary forces work themselves out. So the inflationary forces the government has been continually pumping into the economy will begin to overpower deflationary forces, and I think we're going to start to see housing prices rise again in the next year and a half. The reason also I say that is that we know that very few people of all the young people graduating from college, getting married, and starting houses have been able to buy homes. And for that reason, rental markets are really hot now and under high demand. And that's always a prelude to the fact that eventually there's going to be a housing shortage and a demand for housing shortage, pushing it up, if nothing else, just to rent them. So I'm not viewing the collapse scenario favorably, and I've taken some time in today's World Affairs Brief that's coming out shortly to review the specific reasons why, you know, people ought to think through this thing better. Let's talk about the general concept of a collapse. Collapse of a currency can only happen if it becomes relatively worthless in a short period of time. Inflation of the currency at high rates is the only thing that can cause this, ending either in devaluation or hyperinflation. Neither of these are real threats to the dollar currently, despite the huge debt crisis. Here's why. Let's talk about devaluation first. Devaluation happens...
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Okay. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, for the last segment of the program. Good morning. Go ahead, Joel. You were to pick up where you left off. Joel? Joel Skousen, are you there? Well, I hope we didn't lose Joel. Basically, of course, he was giving us his regular summary of where he thinks we're going. And, Chris, right now, Joel, are you there? Well, if somebody's out in the audience, if they could call, just I need to be sure that actually I'm on the air, that we've lost Joel. And then
you're
we'll
on
have...
the air, Dr. Stan.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to Joel Skousen.
All right, fine. Well, I'm on the air, so if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. My number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But basically, the Supreme Court decision means that the Constitution is dead. Of course, remember, Justice Roberts was put in the position as Chief Justice by George W. Bush. George Bush, member of the secret Skull and Bone Society, member of the secret Bohemian Grove, both Luciferian organizations. And, of course, remember when George Bush and John Kerry were both asked about their membership in the secret Skull and Bone Society. That was in 2004, both of them were members of the same secret society, one a Republican, one a Democrat nomination for the presidency. Why both men replied, why the secret society is so secret, we can't discuss it. And then, of course, remember what happened to Tim Russert shortly after that. Do they kill people? Now, I do not know. Maybe Tim Russert had a heart attack. But I know they killed George Wallace, or they tried to kill him after he went public and said, look, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. He was running as an independent. He wanted us to have a choice. And we're not going to have any choice for the presidency. This is run by the Brotherhood of Darkness. They killed Bobby Kennedy. He was going to get the Democrat nomination for presidency and in 1968, and so they simply had him killed. And certainly we know this because, of course, Saran, who has been sent to prison for killing Kennedy, it was standing 3 feet in front of Bobby Kennedy, whereas but none of his bullets hit Kennedy. He was being tackled by a couple of big football players. He had 8 shots in his gun, and none of them hit Kennedy. The bullet that killed Kennedy came from behind, fired approximately 2 inches from behind his right ear. And of course, there were 8 bullets. Pardon me, there were 13 bullets fired. We have an excellent book on Bobby Kennedy. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And there's no question that he was killed, and they put the wrong man in prison intentionally. They cannot let the American people know that they kill presidential candidates. Certainly, they were going to kill Ross Perot, which is why he dropped out, I believe it was 1988, and he came forward and said there was a contract out on him and his family. And, of course, I can remember Rush Limbaugh ridiculing Ross Perot, making fun of him for making that statement, and yet I talked to the man who had the contract to kill Ross Perot. His name was Chip Tatum. He was a professional CIA hitman, but he would not kill Perot and his family. He felt that was wrong. He didn't mind killing enemies of the country in other countries, but to kill an American presidential candidate. And Chip Tatum disappeared shortly after he was on my program. Apparently, according to Bob Fletcher, he did appear one time, and then, but for many years he's been gone. We can only assume that fate that befell him is what happens to so many people who are professional assassins, whether they kill out, fulfill their contracts, or whether they don't. They're expendable. This is not imaginary. This is what really happens in America. And you must understand that George W. Bush had a handler. His name was Dick Cheney, just as Barack Obama has a handler. They put their people into key positions in government. I believe Justice Roberts was a phony. He was put into position so he would carry out the orders of the people who really run America. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You need to understand that everything today is phony. Sydney, the war that we have been fighting in Afghanistan is phony, as we pointed out repeatedly. There's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we have a 500,000 there to fight them. There are very, very few terrorists in Israel. That's why they had to release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. It wasn't they wanted the one soldier back so badly. But if you don't release the terrorists, how can you have a war on terrorism? And how can you justify having such tremendous power over the lives of the people? How do they justify simply having all of the rules and regulations and massive government agencies to fight terrorism in America? Why, we have to have terrorists, and the government's there to protect us from the terrorists. And this whole thing is contrived. Most of the people arrested in America for terrorism have been set up by sting operations from our own government, where they paid informants large sums of money to entrap people, to talk Muslims into being willing to go along with acts of violence. Now, this doesn't justify the people who allow themselves to be talked into acts of violence, but it certainly does incriminate the FBI and other government agencies that sets up sting operation after sting operation after sting operation to convince the public there's really a threat, where there would be none if they weren't paying out hundreds of thousands of dollars to informants to actually entrap Muslims who, under other circumstances, would never have actually considered bombing the White House or other important places. We'll be back in a moment.
On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Samuel, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband Brian have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have 3 CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. We do buy time on almost 70 outlets every week, and it's an expensive proposition, so if you can lend us a hand, we'd love to hear from you, and if you're not in a position to help us financially, but you agree with what we're doing, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And, well, so far we've been able to maintain our stations and reach people all across the world. Let them understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it's primarily a spiritual battle. I want you to remember I will be talking in September 15th there in Denver, Colorado. And if you want more information on that, why, of course, you can go to our 800 number, 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. We're going to have, of course, our all-day conference on the 21st of October. I do hope that you're going to be able to come to that. That'll be in the Aptos area. That's our yearly conference. We hope that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and that you'll perhaps want to buy copies in bulk and get them out. We need people to understand that there are powerful secret societies working in concert together with a common goal. And that is to destroy America and our sovereignty. They're globalists. They want a one-world government. They want a one-world financial system. They want to destroy Christianity, which is, of course, where they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why the media is constantly belittling and attacking true Christianity. Of course, we have a lot of phony Christians. They've infiltrated our churches, our TV ministries, and they're preaching a different gospel. They've even changed the message of our Christian churches. Understand that this anti-Christian movement permeates every aspect of our lives, and there is this effort to bring about a new world order with a new world religion and bring to power a one world ruler. And you can see this unfolding when you do just look around you. I mean, when you put your telephone calls into a major corporation, and the first thing they say is, you want your message in English or Spanish, what's that about? It's about the idea they want a multilingual, multicultural society. They want to destroy America. The subversive movement is alive and well, and you need to understand it. You need to help us get it out. You need people listening to our programs. They can listen on the Internet, shortwave, by satellite, or by radio, even by telephone. If they have a telephone with unlimited minutes, if they have an iPhone, they have an iPad, even these sophisticated little handheld cell phones now can pre-record our programs. You can listen to them anytime. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Please go there, look at all the various items we have for sale, my books, my talks, my DVDs, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.